From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Abdelbaset al-Megrahi, the only man convicted in the 1988 Pan Am flight bombing over Lockerbie, has arrived home in Libya. He was released by Scottish authorities today after serving only 8 years of a life sentence. NPR's Rob Gifford has more from Lockerbie.
57-year-old Abdelbaset al-Megrahi left a Scottish jail a free man today, heading for Glasgow Airport and a flight to Libya. He was released on compassionate grounds because he has advanced prostate cancer and is expected only to live another few months. Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill made the announcement in a lunchtime news conference, saying he knew the decision would upset many, but he said that the people of Scotland live by mercy and compassion regardless of the atrocity committed against them. The move comes despite intense pressure from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton not to release the former intelligence agent. The White House says it deeply regrets the decision. Some family members of the victims called the move morally incomprehensible. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lockerbie, Scotland.
President Obama has called Scotland's decision a mistake and urged Libya today not to give Megrahi a hero's welcome. Mr. Obama fielded listeners' questions on a conservative radio talk show today from the White House. The main issue was health care. He says having a public health insurance option could be one part of health care overhaul, but Mr. Obama stressed that no one should be obligated to go into a public plan. The president's still catching heat from auto dealerships who say they have yet to be reimbursed for trade-ins under the government's Cash for Clunkers program. The president says given the program's sudden popularity, everyone needs to be patient.
I think this is actually a high-class problem to have, that we're selling too many cars too quickly, and there's some backlog in the application process. It is getting fixed.
Under the program, people can trade in old cars for more fuel-efficient ones using rebates of up to $4,500. Millions of ballots are being counted in Afghanistan's presidential election today. Incumbent Hamid Karzai says he believes the vote was a success, but he conceded there was some violence, more than 70 attacks in 15 provinces. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson was in Kandahar, where she says she heard sporadic mortar fire and gunshots.
The closest rocket that I heard today was fired just maybe a few minutes after the brother of President Hamid Karzai, Ahmad Wali Karzai, who chairs the provincial council here in Kandahar, cast his ballot and sounded like it was very close to where the polling center was that he was at.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson. More than 24 civilians and security forces reportedly were killed in militant attacks today. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 52 points at 9,331 in trading of about 3 billion shares. NASDAQ is up 16 at 1985. You're listening to NPR News. Hurricane Bill continues to weaken as it heads for U.S. waters. NPR's John Hamilton has the latest.
Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say Bill is now producing winds of 120 miles an hour, compared with 135 miles an hour yesterday. But the hurricane may regain some strength in the next day or so as it passes over very warm waters, and it's expected to produce dangerous surf along much of the East Coast in the next few days. Bill is moving northwest at about 18 miles an hour. It is expected to pass by the Bahamas in the next day or so, then swing north toward Nova Scotia before heading back out to sea. Earlier forecasts indicated the hurricane might make landfall in New England, but forecasters now say weather patterns should keep Bill on a course that stays clear of the U.S. coastline. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Storm cleanup is underway across much of the Midwestern U.S. today. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down yesterday in northeastern Indiana and in Minnesota. It's investigating reports of more twisters in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Illinois, authorities say at least 19 people were injured and dozens of homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed in the storm. Federal prosecutors have announced a dozen new indictments against Mexican drug cartels. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder and investigators said the indictments unsealed in New York and Chicago involved dozens of people, including 10 cartel leaders. They're accused of transferring vast amounts of cocaine and heroin through major U.S. cities. Many of the suspects, authorities say, are still at large. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.